Today is Wednesday, October 30th. Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Richland County will begin the new year with a balanced budget. County Administrator Candace Pesch gave a presentation of the county's proposed 2025 budget during a public hearing at last night's county board meeting. The budget highlights included an increase in investment income of $150,000, a 5% wage pool to offset a wage study being integrated into the current budget, a reduction in short-term borrowing for capital improvement projects of $408,800, and short-term borrowing done with a local bank, saving approximately $20,000 in bonding fees. No general fund balance, contingency funds, or ARPA funds were used to balance the budget of nearly $42.6 million. Following the public hearing, the Richland County Board of Supervisors approved the 2025 budget, which includes revenues from the county sales tax in the estimated amount of $1.5 million, and that the sum of $10.3 million be levied on all taxable property in Richland County for county purposes for the year 2025. Pesch also reported that three banks were approached for the short-term borrowing. The county will go with Community First Bank at a 4.5% interest rate. Andy Phillips from the Wisconsin Counties Association presented revisions and amendments for the county board rules. Serving as Wisconsin Counties Association attorney, he was asked to look at these rules. The main rule facing the board is that only members of the committee may sit on closed sessions of standing committees, whether they are a county board supervisor or not. The rule, titled Exclusion from Closed Session at Committee, Other Board or Commission Meetings. It states that a board member that is not a member of a committee, other board or commission, may be excluded from a closed session portion of a committee, other board or commission meeting upon majority vote of the committee, other board or commission. Also amended was the procedure for enforcement of rules. If the board rules are violated during a meeting of a board committee, other board or commission, the board chair or other presiding officer of the meeting shall have all powers under the board rules to immediately bring a board member's conduct into conformity with the board rules. If appropriate, the board chair or other presiding officer of the meeting may report a violation of the board rules to law enforcement for purposes of taking appropriate action, which may include removal of the offending board member from a meeting and/or issuing a citation for disorderly conduct. In addition, the board chair or other presiding officer of the meeting shall refer the matter to the Executive and Finance Committee to determine what, if any, further sanction is warranted. The Executive and Finance Committee shall make a report to the county board as soon as practical and provide a recommendation as to the appropriate sanction, if any. The county board shall make the final determination on the appropriate sanction, if any. The board approved the amended rules of the board on an 18-2 vote, with supervisors Elaine Hendricks and Mary Miller voting against. The Richland County Sheriff's Office has a new canine. Canine Raven is partnered with Deputy Isaac Gerber. The Richland County Board of Supervisors approved to pay Von Litch Kennels Incorporated in the amount of $20,325 from donated funds for the purchase and training of Raven. Donald Trump is scheduled to hold a campaign rally at the Resch Center in Ashwaubenon this evening. In remarks at his Mar-a-Lago estate on Tuesday, Trump pushed back against Democratic criticism of his Sunday rally at New York City Madison Square Garden. Trump said there was love in the room and it was love for our country. Trump will be joined in Ashwaubenon by former Green Bay Packers quarterback Brett Favre and U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde, and is expected to talk about the economy and border security. Also today, Vice President Kamala Harris will hold a campaign event in Madison. Both candidates will be back in Wisconsin Friday. Trump has a rally scheduled for Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee. The location of the Harris event has yet to be announced. Ahead of her visit to Wisconsin later today, Vice President and Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris delivered her closing arguments in Washington, D.C. Tuesday night. Harris promised to listen to experts and give people she disagrees with a seat at the table. Harris also said it is time for a new generation of leadership in America, and she is ready to offer that leadership as the next president of the United States of America. Harris is slated to speak in Madison today before returning to Wisconsin Friday. Former President Donald Trump is also scheduled to be in Wisconsin Friday, speaking at a rally at the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. In-person absentee voting in Wisconsin has now reached 45% higher than it was 4 years ago, and with a large number of absentee ballots already cast, it may take some time to obtain election results. But Wisconsin Elections Administrator Megan Wolf says that process is transparent. Wolf said every step of that process, every ballot that's counted, will be counted in the public eye. She said there are really no secrets over what's happening or why something is taking as long as it is. It's all observable and open to the public and the media to be a part of that as it's happening. Wolf says the tally of absentee ballots and the post-election audit of all ballots will be taking place in every community in Wisconsin and is all observable by the public. The U.S. Supreme Court will not step in to remove Robert F. Kennedy Jr. from the Wisconsin ballot. The former presidential candidate dropped out of the race this summer and endorsed Donald Trump and wanted to ensure that his name was not on the ballot in battleground states. Courts in Wisconsin upheld the state's law that only a candidate's death could remove them from a ballot. Tuesday's ruling also applied to a similar situation in Michigan. The court previously ruled against Kennedy's attempt to be re-added to the New York ballot. Fall 2024 enrollment increased by 1.2%, or 1,900 students, according to official 10th day enrollment counts released Tuesday. Total enrollment across the system is 164,431, and it's the second straight year of enrollment growth across Wisconsin's 13 public universities. Figures show eight universities saw enrollment growth of 2024, but two-year branch campuses saw enrollment drop by 22%. UW-Madison led the way with 51,791 students, followed by UW-Milwaukee with 22,683, and UW-Oshkosh with 12,964. UW-Superior saw the smallest enrollment at 2,819. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley has proposed $59.5 million in new investments aimed at recruiting and retaining Wisconsin educators. The announcement is part of Dr. Underley's 2025-27 biennial budget. Under Dr. Underley's education workforce proposal, stipends would be provided to eligible student teachers to help cover expenses and reduce debt. A new state-funded Grow Your Own grant program would help grow the workforce. A support program for new educators would expand, and barriers to licensure would be carefully examined and reformed as necessary. Data from Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction's 2022 Education Preparation Program and Workforce Analysis Report, released earlier this year, found that about 4 out of every 10 first-year educators either leave the state or the profession altogether within their first 6 years teaching. Itchy dry skin can get worse as temperatures start to dip and the air dries out. Civic Media's Melissa Kay reports.
If your dry skin causes persistent discomfort and is a disruption to your daily life, you could be dealing with eczema.
People with eczema tend to have more inflammation at the skin layer, so it presents with dry, itchy, scaly, rashy skin.
Abigail Tao is an MD and dermatologist with Aspirus Health. She said people with eczema experience weakened skin barriers, making skin more susceptible.
Fragrance, the yeast on the skin, the bacteria on the skin, the drier it is outside, so the colder, the more those skin cells are breaking apart, the more things are going to get inflamed.
Dr. Tao said you should take lukewarm baths or showers, pat dry afterwards, and apply a good moisturizer.
My favorite thing is actually just plain petroleum jelly, Vaseline. If that's too greasy, something that you're scooping out of a tub, a cream, is better than a lotion out of a pump bottle or a squeezy bottle.
She also said if you have to have eczema, now is a good time.
It's actually a pretty exciting time to have eczema, though, because there's a lot more treatment options than there were a few years ago.
Nothing beats good dry skincare and topical steroids, but it's best to talk with a dermatologist if your eczema symptoms persist or worsen. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
'Tis the season of the attack of the Halloween beetle dressed in disguise as a ladybug. Meteorologist Brittany Merlo has more.
What you're seeing creeping inside of our homes is the Asian lady beetle, busy with their annual invasion in October. An invasive species first brought here in the 70s. They spend their summer dining on hundreds of soft insects or in corn and soybean crops until the harvest. Gathering in large clusters, clinging to brick, pavement, or windows, trying to absorb the heat, they have no known predator. While they're mostly harmless, Asian lady beetles do bite. It feels like a pinch and they can break the skin. They also live for 3 years and leave pheromones behind, marking their favorite place to return. This means you should wipe surfaces after you see them. They also have an unsettling defense mechanism called reflex bleeding. When they're threatened, they bleed from their joints and excrete a smelly substance that stains. You've probably been calling them ladybugs your entire life, but technically, that isn't correct. Native ladybugs are red with black spots. The multicolored Asian lady beetle can range in color from tan to yellow to orange to red and also has an M marking on its head. They can squeeze through any minuscule gap in your home's foundation, window frame, or roof eave. If you want to prevent them from getting inside, install screens, caulking, and weather stripping. Focus on the sunny southwest sides of your home because these areas tend to be more infested with them. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau.
Farmers, producers, and landowners are encouraged to plan ahead and sign up early for the United States Department of Agriculture's Natural Resources Conservation Services Voluntary Conservation Programs. Nathan Fickert, NRCS Wisconsin State Conservationist, announced that farmers and landowners interested in the Environmental Quality Incentives Program or Regional Conservation Partnership Program need to apply by November 1st for funding in fiscal year 2025. To learn more, go to nrcs.usda.gov.wi.